Hello, my name is Ivan. I'm calling. Hello, yes, I'm Ivan, calling from Opinion Research. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Oh, sounds great, ma'am. Well, actually, we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you already registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sounds good. Well, actually, in this case, in what state did you register to vote?
Arizona.
Arizona. Oh, okay, I understand.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, we're calling from Opinion Research. Actually, we're based on Florida, Miami, Florida, basically. And yeah, we just would like to have your opinion. Remember that the opinion is very important. And in what year did you born?
1936. Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much. And well, just would like to ask you. I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Oh, I'll
are
vote.
You all pertain to vote? Go ahead.
I'll
go
vote.
Ahead.
Yes.
You will vote.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Excellent. Well, and if you had to pick. What would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Oh, probably to get an honest president in.
An honest president?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, as I was saying, I mean...
Homelessness is bad, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and homeless. Okay, yeah, well, actually, that's a good answer. Yes, well, in this case, it's also, you say the homeless is the other issue you say?
Yeah.
That country is facing?
I think homeless is a big issue.
Yes, okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And now, thinking back on the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat? Joe Biden.
Democrat. All the way.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. That's great. Well, and thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, or Republican Donald
Trump? I vote for Biden.
Biden, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their opinions, right? Regardless of who you plan to vote, you know, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using in a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that it's not changed, would you vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them.
I would. And 100 means I'll definitely vote, right?
Yeah. Okay. Will it be Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Gotcha. Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And also, a rating with 0, as I was telling you, is it will means you won't vote, and 100, as you say, it is good. Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate
Democrat.
In your district? Democrat, right. Thank you, ma'am. And if the elections of U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry, Lake, or Democrat, yeah. Robin DeGeneres?
I'd vote for Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for that. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issues of immigrants, Donald Trump and the Republican Party of Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And the Democratic Party of Joe Biden. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Please indicate where you strongly disagree. somewhat disagree, or someone agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements, right? We have President Biden should prioritize protecting indocumented immigrants for being targeted in deportation raids. How you feel about that? You strongly agree?
I do. I strongly believe. I only live 3 miles from the border, and I don't have any problem with, you know.
Okay, I understand.
And I know that there's a lot that come over illegally. I don't blame them, and I think it's blown out of context.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's more people that want a better life, and I
understand. I hear you. I hear you, man. And if President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for indocumented immigrants, so they can work essential jobs and contribute with the economy. You strongly agree, disagree, somehow agree?
I agree. I agree because I come from an area that raised a lot of fruit in that, and they couldn't get the white guy to, and I'm white, so I mean, but they couldn't get the white guy to go out there in the orchards and pick fruit. But yet the Mexicans would do it in 100 degrees.
Do those
weather.
Kind of jobs, right?
Like they don't want to, you know, they'd really go on the dole and get welfare. And the immigrants don't. They're hardworking. And I've hired them before to help me.
I understand. And if President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for immigrants to relieve pressure on the cities and states experiencing an increase of arrivals and vulnerable immigrants, right?
Yeah, I believe in him. I believe in him. And
you strongly agree with that, or?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And just as the last for this one, so if President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that immigrants are not separated from their children, you know, and spouses,
or
an American
citizen.
Yeah, I
agree on that.
Thank you for that, yeah. Oh, okay, great. And I'm going to read you a list of the statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. If President Biden should protect indocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have him living and working in the United States for over 10 years, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with it. Because you know what's really sad, and they come in here and they go to work and they have to pay, they go buy a Social Security card. You know, that's illegal to do, but the immigrant does do that. And usually it's a dead person's Social Security card number. But they pay into Social Security, but guess what? They can never draw it because they don't have a legal birth certificate or anything.
Okay,
so they're paying into something that a natural citizen gets when they turn 62 or 65.
Yeah, I hear you.
And if they were Mexican or Russian or Yugoslav, anything, and did it illegally, they work all their life to pay into that, but they don't get to draw it. I think the system is totally sucks.
I understand you. And if President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and they are married to American citizens, would you agree for them to be protected?
Yes.
Thank you so much. If President Biden should protect the immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers, as you were saying just a moment ago, right? So would you strongly agree, disagree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat...
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. And this is the last one for this option we have here. If President Biden should protect immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions, would you strongly agree? Somewhat disagree?
I strongly agree, yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigrants reforms, would you make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election?
What?
Would you less or more likely vote in the 2024 elections? I mean,
oh, I'm going to vote, yeah. It's not,
okay.
Am I likely? I'm definitely going to.
I hear you, yeah. I mean, in any cases, like President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reforms, right? Let's say if a program that keeps families together by ensuring the undocumented farm workers, most of whom have been working in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation, right? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely. I mean, what would be your answer on that one?
Well, now, if the farm worker did what?
I mean, if farm worker been working over a decade here on the United States, right? And are protected from deportation, would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Also, if a program that keeps families together by ensuring immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Kind of same question that I just did to you right now.
Definitely. Are there very many more questions?
I got a few more just to finish with this. Let's say if a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for a decade, are protected from deportation. You also say you agree with that, right? Let's say if a program that grants works permits immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, so they can work essential jobs to contribute to our economy. Would you agree with that? Disagree or? Thank you so much. If a program that grants work permits to farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, like undocumented, you know, farm workers, so they can continue work on essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yeah,
Would you agree with that? Agree, right? Just, I have a couple of more here. We will be finished. Thank you for your time also. If a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, and they are protected from deportation, would you agree with that for them to be? Okay, thank you so much. If a program that grants work permits undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they cannot work in essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Kind of same question that I just did to you, right? It seems to be, yeah. But this is for the economy and the country. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. If a permanent that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure in cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable immigrants, right? Would you agree with that? Disagree?
Yes.
Somewhat more likely? Thank you so much. Appreciate for your time, ma'am. The system is telling me a couple of more questions. Is that okay to move forward?
Yeah, I've got some other stuff to do, though, so let's...
Thank you for your patience with me. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following questions that I will do to you. If Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to the citizenship of undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade, it will be very concerned, somewhat concerned.
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you so much. If Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum and internment camps near to the border, massive raids to port millions of immigrants, that will be very concerned, somewhat concerned, little concerned,
very
not
concerned.
At all. Very concerned, right? Thank you so much. If Donald Trump and Republicans believe in chaos and the border benefits them politically, so they kill the partition bill in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system, right, will be very concerned for you, somewhat concerned, a little concerned?
I'd be concerned.
I'd be concerned, very concerned. Oh, thank you. And if Donald Trump and Republicans are racist, stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities, that will be very concerned for you? Somewhat concerned?
Well,
little concerned?
Be concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, thank you. What about if Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign but always fail to deliver once they have won?
I'd be disappointed.
How will you feel? Disappointed. Okay. So that would be like a very concerned for you? Is that what you mean?
Well, if they didn't back up what they said they were going to do, I'd be concerned about it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you with that. I'm going to read a different approaches. Former President Trump and President Biden that have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like to for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, right? Even that either is exactly right. If Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country, and if Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, which approach comes closest to your own view?
Joe Biden.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. So that'd be Biden approach much closer, right?
Right. Are you
thank
done
you.
Now?
Almost completed right now, man. Actually, and if after hearing some more information, let me ask you. Again, how about this November's election? If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidates, Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'd vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, definitely, right, for you.
As
best you can say.
Okay,
I hear your opinion. As best you can say. Do you personally know anyone who is undocumented? I mean, that have documents like immigrant, or in this country without papers? You don't know anybody?
No.
Okay.
If I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's just your opinion, right? Know about it. And in a typical week, do you see any of those following sources to get your news and information? Like YouTube, Instagram, WhatsApp, television?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Basically, man, finally, I would like to say that I would like to ask you a few questions for satisfaction purposes, right? From which of the countries or territories does your family trace their heritage? Let me read some of the ones I have here, because this most likely is for Hispanic, right? We have Cuba, we have Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America.
Mine is Finland and France.
England and France. Oh, okay. Thank you. So it's England.
It's Finland.
I'm sorry?
It's Finland. Finland.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And what was the other one?
France.
Thank you. Appreciate it, ma'am. And also, were you born on the United States mainland? Island of the... Okay.
I was born in Washington State.
Washington State, thank you. Were either of your parents born in the States or any other country?
They both were born in the United States.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, ma'am. And one of the last questions, what language do you primarily speak in your home? English. Thank you so much. Okay, perfect. One second. And this one. Always English. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what? Democrat. Right? You've been telling me that since the beginning, yeah. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Strong, right, yeah. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative or moderate or liberal?
Probably liberal.
Liberal. Gotcha, man. And what is the last year in of schooling that you have completed?
Year and a half of business college. I graduated from high school and then business college.
College. Okay, thank you so much. One second. That one here. Got it. Perfect. And what is your religion, if any?
My religion?
Yes.
Catholic.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, right? Can I have just your first name?
Joy.
Joy? J-O-E?
J-O-Y.
J-O-Y. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, man. Wonderful. Basically, thank you for your time and you're interested in participating in a following up search study. Participants in the search are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions and more in the depth and open indeed in the way, right? Remember, your opinion is always important, as we were saying at the beginning. And can we note that you are interested in a following up search and study that they may have contact you in the future? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Actually, thank you for your time. Thank you for everything and your participation. I appreciate that, ma'am. I already finished this. I'll go ahead and send it in. remember that this is basically very reserved, right? We don't share this to anybody. What you should say, we just send it to for our records, right, on the opinion, and we'll send it, and this will be impact basically at the end, because all everybody's opinion, you know, is very important here for us. I appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for that.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye, man. Hey, Heather. ¿Qué haces cuando después que llenas una? ¿A dónde? Así lo tenía.
Ahí está, copia eso.
Vale, lo
copio. Complete todo, donde dice complete todo.
Ah, todo, todo. ¿Y ahora?
Voy a pegarlo ahí en el chat.
Así.
Ajá.
Ya.
Pegalo.
Lo mando.
Ajá.
¿Y aquí? ¿Qué hago con esto?
No, volarlo. Ah, you go back.
¿Qué le doy aquí?
Espérate.
¿Aquí qué le doy?
Ahí, ah, dale a...